Laganap ang age discrimination o diskriminasyon base sa lahi sa industriya ng IT o information technology, isang sektor na umaharap sa kakulangan ng kakayahan. Yan ang konklusyon ng isang ulat na kinumisyon ng Australian Computer Society para tumulong na magplano para sa inaharap ng industriya. Narito ang ulat. Bitbit ng kanyang laptop at kaalaman, si Cecily McDougald ay bahagi ng paglago ng mga ideya. Siya ay nasa industriya ng IT ng mahigit 25 taon na at nakatrabaho na niya ang maraming kabataan.
A lot of young people, and even my son. My son's in IT, and a lot of the perception is in the IT industry is that it's all about programming and coding. And that's not necessarily appealing to a lot of young people.
Isang perception pa ay ang mga matatandang tao ay mabagal matuto at hindi makasabay sa industriya na mabilis magpalit. Sinabi ng Age Discrimination Commissioner Susan Ryan, maraming mga matatandang manggagawa ay marayang nawala ng kanilang hanap buhay sa information and communications technology.
They're told they're no longer required, they're told there's a restructure and they don't fit in, they're offered a redundancy, and once they're out of a job, trying to get a new job if you're over 50 is extremely difficult. So people with the most impressive track record of working in the ICT industry, almost since it started to be the big part of our economy it now is, are just left with no employment.
Sinuri ng isang ulat na kinumisyon ng Australian Computer Society ang tinatawag na Digital Pulse ng Australia. Napag-alaman nito na mahigit sa 600,000 manggagawa, 11% lamang ang nasa 55 at higit pa. Sinabi ni Susan Ryan, pinagbabayaran ang sitwasyong iyon ng Australia.
It's devastating for the national economy, and it means that the ICT sector does not have enough skilled workers now, and they won't have enough skilled workers in the future unless they make better use of those who've been in the sector for a long time.
Sinabi ni Cecily McDougald na nakita niya mismo yan at pati na rin ang kakulangan ng hanap buhay sa kababaihan.
Many meetings where I have been the token female and basically looked over because why would a female know anything about technology?
Ang sektor ng information and communications technology ay isang sektor na kung saan umaasa ang ekonomiya. Tinatayaan ito na makakakontribute ng hanggang 140 bilyong dolyar bago matapos ang dekada na binubuo ng 7% ng gross domestic product o GDP. Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng Australian Computer Society, Anthony Wong, ang teknolohiya ay nakakaapekto sa lahat ng ginagawa ng mga tao.
So obviously that is changing our economy. The way we work is going to be different today as to what's going to be like in the future.
Dinedetalye ng ulat ang pangangailangan ng lugar patrabaho ng sektor ng ICT at nanawagan para sa mas mahusay na pagsasanay at pagpapaunlad ng kakayahan. Iminungkahi rin ito na kailangan pang kumilos at pangalagahan ang mga nakatatandang manggagawa tulad ni Cecily McDougald.
There is the old saying that you can't teach old dogs new tricks. I would absolutely challenge that. And I think you can. If I look at our parents, if I look at sort of, you know, we've introduced them to email, we've introduced them to Word, we've introduced them to the internet, and they have picked it up.
Sumang-ayon si Anthony Wong ng Australian Computer Society, sa mga resulta ng ulat ng mga mas nakatatandang manggagawa ay dapat tanggapin.
They can actually see where the trends are going and what is actually happening in the workplace, the marketplace, the products that we need to look at producing, and the services. So they are in a good position to be able to advise, inform, and work with their employees and organization to help them in that transition.
Nagsasagawa rin ang Human Rights Commission ng isang pambansang pagsisiyasat sa diskriminasyon sa lugar patrabaho na may rekomendasyon na ilalabas sa Mayo.